I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our June 1st edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And it is the first Sunday of June, and that means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday, and helping all kinds of animals in India, of course. That would be Help Animals India, and Chief Cook and Bottle Washer Founder and all that good stuff, Eileen Weintraub is here. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, good morning. What a beautiful day.
Yeah, beautiful day. Unfortunately, we just got some really disturbing news before the top of the hour. And it involves friends of yours, because I know you know Merritt and Beth Clifton, you know, from animals24-7.org.
Yeah, and?
Well, sure. They both, you know, have been sick with something. But Merritt was doing great. Beth's been in bed with a really high fever the last few days, and he and I just chatted yesterday, we knew that he would be okay to do the show, and we're hoping that Beth would be better, but David just got a call shortly a little while ago, Eileen, and apparently a medical emergency with Beth, and Merritt had to take her to the hospital.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Yep. So I don't think they'll be with us. He won't be with us at 11, but, you know, and David and I will tap dance through the half hour, I think. But I just wanted you to know so you could include Beth in your prayers. Because apparently it's serious enough that they're off to the hospital.
So just like a flu kind of thing, or?
Well, all the details that he shared with me is that she had a really high fever and just couldn't do much and was in bed. You know, and yesterday I was talking to him. He was working on his laptop top right next to her, you know, so he could, you know, keep her company and make sure that she was doing okay.
But, okay.
So I don't know what happened that would, you know, I don't know if it was respiratory or who knows, but some kind serious enough that they went off to the hospital.
All right. So we'll keep up with that.
Yep. So we're all sending love and light and
mutual
prayers.
Friends.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Sure.
And as a matter of fact, I think, I think you're responsible for connecting them with us here, Eileen.
Yeah, I've known them since the mid-90s. And actually, I used to be Animal People with a Merritt former partner. And that's how I learned about all these groups worldwide. So
wow,
I used to give them my donations to channel, and they sort of got me on, you know, started me connecting me with the groups in India.
Well, how great. So we are an Animal World family here, and, you know, Merritt and Beth Clifton certainly do, you know, wonderful work. I didn't know them, you know, back when Eileen did, but, you know, when you first met them and so forth. But, gosh, they do wonderful work.
Yeah,
and,
he's nonstop and
24/7. Yep. Yeah, really, truthfully.
Okay, we'll keep up with that.
All right, so let's try to lighten it up and see if we got some good news about animals in India and so forth. So for anybody that doesn't know, and of course, Nathan is out bigfooting today down at the Mariners game. So David Brown is here, and I don't know, David, have you been here when we've talked to Eileen before?
I do recall it was probably last year, but I sort of remember.
All right. Well, Eileen, I need you to remind David and everybody else, what is Help Animals India?
Well, Help Animals India is a nonprofit and located here in the Seattle area. And we give grants, training, and advice to the animal groups in India and Nepal. And so we fundraise because every amount that we can take in translates to lots of rupees. The dollar is still very strong, about twice.
I was wondering about that because, you know, there's stuff going on in the financial world. And
yeah, there's stuff. sophomore, so right. Yeah. No, it hasn't affected the dollar yet. So.
All right. Okay. So yeah, our money so still goes a lot farther in India than it does here.
Yeah. And, of course, we're always fundraising for spay neuter, and it's about $25 each dog or cat. So, you know, and that makes all the difference in the world. For the, you know, our heart goes out to the people on the ground who have these community animals, like, all over the place. And they don't want to, you know, create more puppies. And,
yeah, and life is different for dogs and cats in India than it is here.
There are people who own the, you know, who have the pets as their pet owners. What do we call them? Companion animals. But mostly there's a lot of street dogs and cats. And mostly dogs.
Now, are the numbers still the same? Too. I mean, when we first started doing these interviews, Eileen, you would tell me 33 million street dogs in India. Has there been any kind of a dent made in that the numbers are lower?
Yeah, in some areas that, you know, we work and there's other groups that help. And some of the government helps too. So everyone's pitching in. And, you know, we're trying to pitch into the places where there is no help.
Right, because sooner or later, you know, if the street dogs get spayed and neutered, then the numbers have to start going down because they can't be reproducing so fast.
Yeah, sooner or later.
And I know, you know, we used to only talk about the street dogs, but I think when, you know, that's getting handled. But there are also cats, to mention all kinds of other animals.
Yeah, and the cats, you know, we had to help train the vets. They didn't even know how to do cat spay and neuter.
I was going to say, I remember you saying you had to teach the veterinarians how to spay cats because they didn't know how.
Well, mostly the veterinarians in India, you know, were for farm, you know, for cows. And they didn't, and now with the wildlife situation, you know, wildlife needing help, there's, you know, very few wildlife vets. Same as in this country. You know, you have to have a specialized veterinary training for that. So speaking of wildlife or birds, I just wanted to mention, if anyone, you know, in this area didn't have anything else to do this afternoon, we went to the Puget Sound Bird Fest yesterday, right here in Edmonds, downtown Edmonds. So
and Puget Sound Bird Fest?
Yeah, it's every year.
Tell us about that.
Well, it was this weekend, and most of the talks were yesterday. But they're still having the exhibit hall open, and, you know, they have the Audubon Society, and lots of great artists are there with their cards, and, you know, a table for bats, for owls, and, you know, I just learned about all these great groups in the exhibit hall. It's in downtown Edmonds. Just go to Puget Sound Bird Fest, and you can read more about it, and I think it's today till 4 o'clock.
So Puget Sound Bird Fest in Edmonds, and it goes on probably to 4 p.m. today, but I'm sure if you just search that, Puget Sound Bird Fest.
Yeah, it's 700 Main Street, Edmonds.
Ah,
and
700
what a beautiful
Main.
Day to go, you know, down there, and they have all the different tables from all the groups, the local groups. Paws was there also, and, you know, you just get to learn about what's happening, you know, in this area. And
yeah, I've got a lot of bird stuff going on out at my house because it's nesting season for the birds. And
yeah, we went to several talks. So just, you know, fascinating world of birds. So speaking of birds, we just gave a grant to one of the wildlife groups. And, you know, they're out rescuing. They just rescued a blue heron that had, you know, gotten caught in some human waste. So, you know, just always, you know, educating, you know, how to get rid of, you know, not pollute the rivers and the streams and, you know, just the wildlife, you know, they get in trouble due to, you know, interacting with our human, habits. And get caught up. So That's what
I don't remember us talking much about birds in the past, but that's really neat to know that you just did a grant to some organization that helps birds. So they do care about birds, and there are organizations that are working to help them.
Yeah, of course. Most of the groups that we help are more like causes in this area that helps all animals. So, you know, I mean, there are groups that just help cats, but mostly there are groups that will go out and rescue any kind of animal. You know,
well,
they get
wonderful.
Trapped, they get all sorts of... They have a kite festival every year, and a lot of birds get injured by the kite string. And they have they have this... a string called manju, which is made out of glass. It has glass shards in it, so it can be very cutting when they fly the kites. It's faster and faster. It's really a very competitive sport. And so some birds get injured, and so they have to be rescued. So there's all sorts of situations. You know, not just birds, but all sorts of wildlife, as you know. So, you know, it's a very, subtropical. So, and the heat's been just unbearable. You know, we just don't realize, you know, like if you read the heat that's going on, like in Arizona, let's say, it's very hot right now, but that's a dry heat. This is a humid heat, and there's, you know, people mostly don't have air conditioning, and the street animals certainly don't have air conditioning. So, you know, they're out there and really...
When you say it's really hot there right now, Eileen, we know it's humid, you mentioned that, but what kind of temperatures are we talking about? How hot does it get?
Well, mostly it's in the upper 90s, but, you know, it can get up to 110.
Holy moly, and imagine that being when in a humid climate? Oh, my word.
That's why we talked about the water bowls that we put out. Remember?
Yeah. My gosh, in that kind of heat, you need water.
Yeah. So, we have programs where the kids, you know, they'll paint these water bowls and, you know, make it a fun project. And then, of course, you need people to, you know, fill them up and clean them. But, you know, that's for the street animals. And, of course, you know, like we have it for the birds, and so everybody needs water.
Yeah, I know. I have my little fountain in the back, and I have a birdie bath, and but I'm amazed, you know, how much water gets taken out of my fountain. I don't know all the animals that drink it, but I know they depend on it.
Yeah, you have any other animals other than birds? Because I think you would put... water on the ground too, like for the, you know, rabbits and things like that.
Yeah, my fountain is low, and I do have I saw for the first time yesterday a rabbit in my yard. It was a nice big rabbit too. I haven't seen one for a while, so it was nice to see that I have a rabbit again. I've got birds nesting everywhere. I've got Junco sitting on eggs at the base of one of my pillars out in the yard. I didn't realize they built nests on the ground, but apparently Junkos do. Then I have a flycatcher above my garage door, is sitting on eggs right now, nesting. And the hummingbirds, the roofies, the hummers left early and did babies, and they've been back for, gosh, almost a month now with babies. I'm thinking they're going to do a second batch.
So you have hummingbird feeders in the summer also?
Yeah, I do them all year round.
Oh, okay.
And so the Annas stay all year. The Rufuses, those are the bright metallic orange ones that are just so spectacular looking. They come in the spring and have their kids, and then end of August into September, then they start their they leave because they make their migration back south.
Right. Well. Just think of, you know, a tropical area with all the beautiful birds in India.
Yeah.
And,
well,
And then all the, you know, the people. Now, India has officially surpassed China in terms of human population.
Oh, really?
So,
wow.
Yeah.
All right. I just looked at the clock, too, and we've gone over time, and Bigfoot isn't here to stomp around and get mad at me. But David, you're sweet. You don't stomp around like Bigfoot does. Anyway, we are going to take care of our advertisers. So, Eileen, stay put. We'll take care of our advertisers. And remember, we're talking India. So they don't just have dog, cats, and birds. They got elephants and all kinds of other stuff. So we'll find out what else Help Animals India is doing. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150kknw.com on the web.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements. And remember, it's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And remember me, animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I solve problems quick. So take down my phone number, give it to anybody you know that has dogs that have problems, and I will talk to them for free on the phone. If I'm not the best person to help them, I probably know who is. My number is 360-217-7258. And then remember our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, at the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. And she can help you with all kinds of stuff like headaches and fatigue and structural discomfort, sleep issues, digestive issues, PMS, menopause symptoms, stress and anxiety. And she says sinus issues. Well, when I got this huge allergic reaction, I knew I had to get ready for the weekend. I went down for healing session with Jude. And literally, as she's working with me on the table, I felt my sinuses just open up and drain. I mean, I wouldn't be here a day, I don't think. I'd probably still be clogged up. But check out Jude. It's whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give Jude a call, and she can see you in person at the Whispering Dragon Center, or she can work with you remotely. Her number is 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. We are in the middle of our conversation with Eileen Weintraub from helpanimalsindia.org. And, good morning again, Eileen. And what else is going on with the animals in India these days that we need to know about?
Well, we're fundraising for one group, and I'd like to read a little bit of what they wrote.
Totally. We have extra time this week now, though. So take your time and share with us what you can.
Okay. So she wrote, with the scorching, you know, about the street dogs and mm-hmm. compassion for them. With the scorching heat of summer at its peak, street dogs are suffering from gruesome, maggot-infested wounds. Mm. The rescue team is working tirelessly to respond to distress calls and save injured stray animals from unimaginable pain. So, you know, they have the ambulance that, you know, we funded for them. So they'll go, you know, people will call them and then they'll go out in the ambulance and pick these dogs up. Without timely rescue and medical attention, these innocent lives are at risk of dying a slow and painful death. So then, you know, they some of these dogs can't be released. So then, you know, they sent a video of all the handicapped award. Every dog wow. has endured what no animal ever should, brutal road accidents, merciless abuse, and the pain of being left behind. These mm-hmm. aren't just rescue stories. They are stories of resilience, healing, and unconditional love. And now at the shelter, they now have a home where their needs are met with compassion and dignity every single day. We wish we could do more for so many more. And, you know, that's why we want to, you know, fundraise to help them do all this. They
yeah.
give special needs and disabled dogs a life of dignity, surrounded with love and care. So this gives them the environment they need to thrive despite their challenges. So, you know, since a video of, you know, you see all the three, there's a lot of three-legged dogs, two-legged dogs, and, you know, dogs with, you know, they have been healed, but, you know, they have their disabilities, and so they have
you really don't think about it, but when I do think about it, when there's that many, you know, street dogs, of course some are going to get injured, and what do they do? You know, they don't have owners to take them to the vet. It's really important to support these rescue groups that are helping these animals. Did you say you have something, a special fundraiser going on for this right now?
I don't have it posted. Maybe I'll put it in the next email newsletter. So people can sign up for our newsletters, which are just every other month. And I'll do another one at the end of June. So you just go to helpanimalsindia.org and put in your email. And, you know, that's all.
And I'll tell you, the helpanimalsindia.org website is one of the best I've ever seen. Eileen is just magnificent in the work that she does, and the website is just phenomenal, and great stories and videos and photographs and education, and you could get lost there. And then, of course, we can hear all these stories and then the suffering going on with these animals and so forth, but we can help. Our dollar goes much farther. And I would really appreciate it if you'd, you know, pop online and go to helpanimalsindia.org, sign up for the newsletter. And if you can make a donation, that's great. I figured out how to do an automatic donation. And, you know, if untechie Martha can figure out how to do it, anybody can. And I always feel so good when I see the receipt come through that I know that I'm making a little dent in helping these animals over there.
Thank you so much, Martha.
But, there's not just dogs and cats, Eileen. There's monkeys and elephants and, I want to say lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, my. I don't know. Do they have bears in India?
One of the shelters that we're helping, oh, my God, there's so much, you know, I do astrology also, you know, they say that things are going to be really challenging until mid-June. So one of our, the people that, you see, what happens is with India, people go there and as a tourist or, you know, for spiritual reasons, they see the situation. And so some of them have stayed and started animal groups. And this one group that we're helping, she's from Denmark. So, you know, Europe is closer to India. People go there more often. And, you know, than it is for us. And so she started a group, and they have a wildlife award. You know, not award, but, you know, a sanctuary. So they do have bears. And these bears are, I don't know if you can imagine or, you know, think of a bear with a chain around its neck being being asked to perform, you know, just way back. We had them maybe in the circus here or, you know, you can imagine something like that. Well, that was the current thing that was going on. So because a lot of the situations in India are, you know, things that we have outgrown in this country, like performing bears. So they had to be rescued. So they have, she has had wonderful photos of her with the baby bears. And so now they're, you know, in the sanctuary, you know, living a beautiful life. But she's getting old, and she just fell. So she's, you know, we're a little concerned. You know, if we only had enough money to lighten their load, lighten their hearts. You know, it's hard to, as anybody running an animal shelter, you know, to do all the rescue work and then also have to fundraise, you know, you know, have the worry. If only they had enough money, not have to do all that. And now, you know, in this world, you have to film everything and show what you're doing in order to fundraise. So we just had a post, and it had, you know, in the soaring heat of the railway station, there was a mom dog and a puppy, you know, and it's just really a pathetic situation. So they called the group that we help. So someone made a comment, oh, why did you film why did you film it? Why weren't you just rescuing them and then letting us know? So it was filmed by a person reporting the situation. So, you know, and they actually knew where to call, you know. You have to know about these groups in order to call them, and then we have to help fund them. So that's sort of how it works, and, that, you know, that's ongoing.
Yeah, yeah. It was interesting hearing you say that, you know, India is a little bit behind in some of the care of the animals, and like they still have the bears chained.
Dancing bears. Yeah, that's what they call them.
Yeah, the dancing bears. And but that's not the only animal that's been an issue with, because we've been discussing kind of regularly, you know, about the elephants. Because, you know, there's elephants in India, and we don't have to deal with that over here. But the elephants are can be kept in temples. excuse me. I think it's time for me to dose up again here. Anyway, okay, so that sounds a little better. Well, I'm rolling out some homeopathic pellets here. Anyway, these elephants in the temples, they're revered as a spiritual animal, and isn't that, Eileen, that's because of Ganesh, who is the elephant, you know,
elephant-headed.
Yeah.
Ganesh is known for good fortune.
Right, so they'll often keep an elephant at a temple, and then they have the elephants do blessing with the people and so forth. But that isn't good for the elephants. You know, it's just like our elephants in the zoo over here that don't have the habitat or the space and can't walk and do all the things they're supposed to do. So I know Eileen, you and Help Animals India and the organizations over there have been working real hard to educate these temples about the elephants and so forth and try to get them to let these elephants go to sanctuaries. And I'm just so pleased because if you folks haven't seen it, David, if you haven't seen it, I'm sure that there's pictures or videos up on the helpanimalsindia.org website. But they've made these mechanical elephants that are big and look like elephants, and they're very cool. And so they can use a mechanical elephant in the temple, and then the live elephant can go to sanctuary. So is there more going on with that? And how are the elephants that you guys support at the sanctuary doing?
They're doing good. We just funded another pond for them. So when you think of, you know, the elephants in the zoos or you know, the temples, they have to be hosed down or, you know, washed with, you know, if it's very primitive, they don't have hoses, buckets of water. So, you know, they have to be washed. Uh-huh. So in the wild, they need to actually go in the water and bathe. So, you know, you think of a pond for them, it has to be pretty big. So
yeah,
they can really get in and enjoy themselves. So, you know, we just funded a new pond. And,
wow. So you're gonna, they're going to dig or somehow create a new pond for the elephants at the sanctuary.
Yeah, well, yeah, they did. And so they can, you know, because this is the hottest time, and then comes the monsoon. And actually, I just got a report, there's flooding already in another area of India. They had flooding. So, you know, the street animals suffer from that, too. So
we not only have what summer going on with the incredible heat and humidity, but there's also flooding going on?
Yeah, in another area. So,
wow.
But the rains will come, you know, hopefully to... the area.
There's a monsoon season, isn't there?
Yeah, that's not yet. That's later on this summer. But
okay.
I guess one area got it earlier, so there
Amazing.
You go. And then you get, you know, cyclones every year on the coast. That's, you know, that's later on this year. So, you know, that's another thing that Help Animals India does. It's called a disaster relief. And, you know, so when there is special situations, you know, we can help with the, you know, even, you know, just even a few hundred dollars, you know, that we can send makes a big difference.
Well, so, and that's one of the folks, one of the reasons I most appreciate Eileen and helpanimalsindia.org, because they don't, it's not like there's a little storefront in one place in India that's Help Animals India, and they help the animals in that area, or that they help just the dogs, or just the cats, or just the elephants. Help Animals India donates to all kinds of different organizations and rescues and help, and even disaster relief. So I know that when my money goes every month, that it gets spread around to everybody and everything that needs it. And I just think that's so neat the way you do it, Eileen. It just was a wonderful concept up with.
That's how it happened. It just, you know, developed that way. We saw a need, and, you know, we started to fulfill it. And so...
Now, what about, you know, we talk about all the time, we talk about the street dogs, and now there's even more, we talk about the cats, they had to learn how to spay cats, and so they're dealing with the cat stuff, but don't they also have a monkey problem, you know, hanging out all over?
Yeah, and, you know, we get videos, you know, an injured monkey, the monkeys go up on the electrical wires, you know, get injured, and... then they call it the monkey menace, where, you know, the monkeys, you know, just come in your house and create havoc. So, yeah, but the monkeys are generally just tolerated. I think there was some sort of attempt, asked to do birth control for them, but I don't know what happened with that. And, you know, mostly just if the monkey gets injured, then, you know, the groups can step in and help the monkeys.
All right. Now, I'm wondering, too, so I don't think they have lions in India, but there's tigers in India, right?
Yeah, the tigers and leopards, more leopards than tigers.
Ah, so what goes on with them?
Well, they're popular. You know, there's some wildlife groups that, you know, are internationally funded to help them, but I don't have the current statistics, but their numbers are way down.
But there are groups that attend to those sorts of things.
Yeah, but the numbers of tigers are very much diminished. Same as with the wild elephants. You know, it used to be like hundreds of thousands of elephants in India, and now there's just a couple thousand in the wild. And those elephants are more at risk than even the temples, because they can get hit by the trains. You know, they go across, so they have to have like wildlife crossings. I think the same as the, you know, we're attempting here in some areas. They have to have special wildlife corridors for the elephants. And
that makes sense.
They have to educate the farmers. You know, not everyone wants elephants trampling through their fields. So that's
it. Right. I wonder, do they have a poaching problem going after the tusks?
Not so much as, you know, a lot of the elephants, I don't have it, the statistics handy, but, you know, they don't have tusks the same way the African elephants do. Not all
of
them.
Okay.
So that's, you know, mostly they would be poached for their tusks, and that's less of a problem than in Africa.
Well, that's good to know.
But in Africa,
that's
they have more land mass, and, you know, that's not so much of a problem for the elephants. But in India, the land mass is really a problem. So that's more of a problem than the poaching, that they just don't have.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. And so how many elephants do you have at the sanctuary now that you guys
still have
help
six.
On?
One passed away, you know, due to old age, and still have a six. And, you know, it's a big, the elephants are very protected in terms of their legal status. So getting another one is a huge process. The same as like getting an elephant out of our zoos here. You know how that can be.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Not a good situation. But it takes a lot of negotiating and so forth, you know, to get, you know, temples to let go of those elephants or whatnot. But gosh, you guys certainly do such a wonderful job. Now, anything else going on with animals in India you can share with us?
Well, just a little personal story. I found this photo of these children, and they were, what is the word now, underprivileged, or I think, I don't know what the word is, you know, rather than poor children. But, you know, very, you know, not with a lot of opportunities. And they were just on the street. It's just a lovely photo. And I remembered that many years ago, when I went to Tibet, this was in the 80s, uh-huh. I took a photo of children, and then I came back to the same area a few years later and showed the children the photo. And it was just an amazing experience for them, because they didn't have photos the way we have them all over the place now.
Wow.
So they saw themselves younger.
Wow.
And they had never even seen a photo of themselves.
Wow,
so, you
how
know,
cool
that was
that?
Really mind-blowing for them that I was able to share that. And but just the reason we posted that photo, just to say that these children, you know, they love, you know, how children love animals. So, you know, we want to help the animals that they love. And, you know, so it's not just about the animals, it's about the people who love them. And, you know, that's what motivates us to help these people. And, you know, a small help can be a big help to them.
Well, that's absolutely wonderful. And I so appreciate all the work that you do. So, folks, we need all of you to, excuse me, head to helpanimalsindia.org. And your first job is to sign up for the newsletter. And then if you can make a little donation, and remember, every little bit helps, and our dollar still goes much farther in India. And we'll hope that continues. but might as well take advantage of it now and send a little bit of money to help all these animals that need us. And Eileen does such a great job of distributing it to the appropriate sources. So, Eileen, I so appreciate all the work that you do with the animals. And thanks for spending a little bit of extra time with us here today. And we all will continue to keep Beth Clifton in our prayers and hope that all works out. Eileen, pardon me?
Oh, yeah, certainly. It's very concerning, and I'll keep up with that.
All right. And we will look forward. And thanks for telling us. One more time to remind everybody, Eileen checked it out yesterday, the Puget Sound Bird Fest.
Yeah, it's in Edmonds, downtown Edmonds.
Yeah, 700 Main Street, you said.
Yeah, and the exhibit hall is open till 4 o'clock today.
Yep, so you can go over and go by East West Bookshop and go to the Bird Fest.
Sounds. Oh, yeah, right. You can do both.
Yeah, because East West is in downtown Edmonds now.
Right.
So, probably not too far away. Anyway, Eileen, thank you so much. And look forward to, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'll talk to you again in July.
Yeah, I think it's July 4th weekend, first Sunday.
I'm looking here at my calendar. Let's see, July. Oh, yeah, let's see. The 4th of July is a Friday this year.
Right.
So we'll be the 6th of July.
Okay. So, all right. Well,
look forward to talking to you then. Thank you so much, Eileen, for all the great work you
do. Thank you for contributing to our world and all the goodness that you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, let's take care of our advertisers before we run out of time. We'll come back and do a quick current events, and then we'll get to love training. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
I'm Sue Minahan, inviting you to join me, Talk Cosmos, Sunday, June 1st, 1 p.m., for Kaleidoscope Visions. The Gemini moon cycle brings Jupiter entering Cancer for the next year. We care about our roots, foundation, security, family, home, food, and emotional stories. It's a time to remake habits that support what we believe is true. Come journey with us, Talk Cosmos, Sunday, June 1st, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
Hey, Hall. I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of our June 1st edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Let's see, we heard from Linda Rasmussen. She's our other best practitioner, energy codes gal. She will be here with Brother Nils next week. And it's our monthly healing show, so you guys can call in for your free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And they can help with emotional, behavioral, physical issues, all that good stuff. So plan to be with us and know that Linda continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm about to send you. And you can do that in person with her at her office. She works out of the Intraspace facility, which is the old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely. And all you got to do is call or text her. It's for new clients. But if she's worked with you on the radio, that doesn't count. You can still have a free session. So write down her number, 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Give her a call or text her, and she'd be happy to do a free session for you. VerticalEnergyWorldwide.com is her website. And then, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And if you're interested, send me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, David, before we run out of time here, why don't we take care of current events? Entertainment department. What do we got going on? Well, Seattle Humane has got summer camp for kids going on. They start in July and continue in August. So worth giving a call to see if there are still slots available. If you've got kiddos, they do one for third through eighth graders. And then grades 2 through 5 and grades 6 through 8 as the summer goes on. So you can check that out. And we've got, of course, we talked about Meow's Fine Wines and Felines annual event. And the good news for them and the bad news for you is the actual celebration event, live auction and dinner on Saturday, the 21st of June, is sold out. But the online auction begins on June 9th and continues through June 22nd. So you can go to meowcatrescue.org to participate there. Then we've got Poochella coming up on Saturday, June 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's at Asbury Field in Marysville. It's a free, it's a dog-friendly event by the city of Marysville, and the costume contest and trick demos and small dog races. So that sounds like a lot of fun. And then there's an official Bark at the Park at Funko Field with the Aqua Sox. That's the Bark in the Park that I've gone with Robbie and Nathan and Abby. Probably not this year because Abby moved back to Tennessee. Anyway, Bark in the Park for the Aqua Sox is Tuesday, June 10th, 7:05 at Funko Field. And then, of course, next week is our healing show with Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. So I hope you can join us for that, and you can call in and free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And if you happen to just be listening along and don't want to call in, when Linda works on the human animals that call in, you can get a surrogate healing if you just follow along with Linda's instructions and answer for yourself. And it's amazing how that works because it's all energetic. So I hope you will be here next week and either call in for your free remote treatments for you or your animal friends, or to get a surrogate healing from Linda. And golly, so then we are going to close out hour number one and close out hour number two. You can hear it's hearing in my voice now. We'll see if I can hold out for another hour. But I'm pumping my homeopathic stuff, and I'll get a chance to do that while we're love training. And so we will continue. And I don't know, David, was that anything about our programming coming up? Or
We have Carol in Manchester who's got some information regarding, spay and neutering information for everybody out there.
Oh, hot. Okay. So, Carol, thanks for listening and paying attention. Because normally we would start off the 11 o'clock hour on Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sunday with Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. But we know from, you know, that Beth has been really sick with a high fever and in bed, and Merritt has let us know. It got so bad this morning he had to take her to the hospital.
Yeah,
so,
he actually just called back and gave us the update. And, yeah, they're still at the hospital waiting to get checked in. So we'll see what happens. Let's pray.
All right. So they obviously will not be joining us, but that's what always frustrates me. They have to wait so long when you go to the ER, you know, sometimes. I hope they get them in soon. So let's imagine them taking care of Beth really soon and that all is well with her. At any rate, that means David and I are going to be hanging with you for the 11 to 11:30. And so we need something to talk about. And of course, you know, I can always think of something, but my voice isn't all that great today. So Carol in Manchester, bless you. I'm glad you're there. And especially, it sounds like you've got some good information for us for spay and neuter. So we're going to haul out the love train. And remember, dancing is required. This is get our energy up and juices flowing for the day and the week. And dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with us. I'll cruise by and pick you up. And we're going to spread the love all over the country, all over the world. It is so needed because things are so messed up right now. We just need, and love is the most powerful energy on the planet. So send it everywhere. But let's especially send love and healing to Beth Clifton and to Merritt, supporting Beth. So we got some work to do. I always energize up the Love Train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.